Free your mind and open up the airwaves here at WRFULP Urbana 104.5.
And welcome. It is time once again for the 11th Indian Show, a.k.a. This Indigenous Life, here on WRFULP Urbana, 104.5 FM. I will be your host for this evening. My name is Mr. Garza, and I am here to let you know that WRFU is an open forum for the Urbana-Champaign community. Views expressed are those of the speakers and are not intended to represent WRFU or UCIMC or, as we like to say on this show, the Indigenous Americans. These views are our own. And by our, in this instance, I mean myself and my charming co-host, who will be joining me now. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
The sky. You're not driving for a change.
No, that's why I'm late, though. No, I'm late because, like, because whether or not you like it, it's snowy.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, well, it's going to. So, like, this morning I got up at 5:30. Like you do. Mm-hmm. And I looked at 511, the road conditions app.
Yeah.
Which now I see also takes Waze real-time information, which is good because that's reported by drivers on the ground.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but I watched people just spinning out for like an hour. And I'm like, oh, so I took a screenshot and I'm like, no, thank you. I'll come in after rush hour maybe.
Yeah, please.
But, you know, I come from a horse culture, and I'll be danged if we don't drive in every kind of weather. Like, the post office got nothing on us. So I looked, like, 40 minutes later, and it seemed like, or I looked, like, 25 minutes later, I saw the temperature was going up. And I was like, and it wasn't reports of ice, it was slush. So then I thought, all those spin-outs were when it was colder and they couldn't see and it was ice probably. So I was like, well, I'll just start inching in on the county road. And so I did, and it was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But tomorrow,
uh-oh,
it started raining tonight, and it's going to slush and freeze and rain, and it's going to be like an ice rink. So tomorrow I'll probably at least start the day out here. We'll see. At home.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
It rained here all the day today, but it was like 50 degrees, so it wasn't really a problem.
Nice.
Well, not that nice. It still was yucky out, but.
Oh. 50? You can run in that without a jacket.
Yeah, you could, if you were so inclined.
Hey, I just saw in passing, speaking of weather, that there was some kind of tornadic activity in Tennessee or something bizarre.
Today? Recently?
Sometime this week, yeah.
I missed that. I guess it's possible. Anything's possible these days. I don't count my experience with weather throughout my long life as meaning anything anymore. It's just, it's mostly a counterpoint to what I see around me, like, oh, in my day, it was like blah, 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 you know, instead of this means X. I have no idea what this means, but I just know it's
different. Yeah, I remember when, like, 90-degree days were, like, unheard of.
Mm.
And now they're everywhere.
Yeah. Things are heating up in the old globe these days. Faux show. So is it spaghetti today or something other than that?
It's spaghetti. Mm. It's Italian dish night.
There are other Italian dishes than spaghetti, you know.
Well, sometimes it's like spaghetti, but with like elbow macaroni, you know.
Ah, I see.
Not quite goulash, so it's Italian dish.
Italian dish, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of cheese in there, or is it just is more sauce and stuff?
There's cheese in there, too.
Oh, cool.
Cheddar.
Hmm. Okay.
I'd, honestly, between us, I'd rather it was Parm, but, you know.
Gotta please the fam.
Well, I didn't cook it, so I got no cause.
Yeah.
I just get to drive home and eat, which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to be able to skip steps once in a while.
Right. So, what else is news?
Well, my personal local news is that, do you know what an airlock is? In a heating system. So, for a while, I've had this airlock where certain parts of the system were not heating up because they weren't getting any water. I mean, there was air blocking it.
Let's explain an airlock to the listener in case.
Well, it's like air gets trapped in the system somehow.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, it was because they were working on the street and the drains and things out front.
Oh, no.
So over the summer, they turned the water off.
Uh-huh.
And then turned it back on. I did not, as I should have, but it was summer, so I didn't really think about it. I did not bleed the radiators after this.
He has hot water radiators as a source of heat.
Yes, thank you. Hot water radianti. So when the water pressure goes down like that, a bunch of air gets in from wherever, all over the place. So there was a bunch of air in, and it just never got, it was never purged. So when heating system rolled around, or heating season rolled around, and, you know, various parts were heating just fine, other parts, not at all. And so I tried stuff, but because, you know, I only live in small portions of the house at any given moment, and I was working on other areas. I didn't really worry about it very much.
Like a badger.
Yeah. So then suddenly one day, and I don't know how this happened, the air dam, the air block moved.
Uh-oh.
And it somehow it came upstairs. So then the whole system switched from being fine in parts of the house and not at all in others to being fine downstairs but cold upstairs. So I started trying to bleed it, but it just didn't want to do that. So I kind of was like, I'll just live with it. But
Did you start from the top? Did you start from the higher floors?
Yeah.
Okay,
but well, it would just nothing would really come out, you know. It had achieved some form of stasis that it was comfortable with and it didn't want to change. So then I discovered some loud noises, you know, when things would start up, I'd be like, what the hell's going on down there? I thought this was the air rattling around, but it turns out The circulating pump has frozen up. It's seized up, I should say. Frozen makes it sound like a cold thing. It's anything but cold. It's burning hot, but it's seized up and it's not turning anymore. So now on top of everything else, the water isn't circulating at all except through heat exchange. And none of that's coming upstairs because there's not enough water in the radiators. So
Oh my God.
It's like yesterday it was about like 40 degrees in here upstairs. So I spent the day today making calls and talking to people, and I have identified a new pump or a new old pump. And I should be getting it tomorrow, and then by the weekend, I suppose, I will drain the whole system, take out the old pump, which will not be easy because it's been there for, 100 years or so, probably.
Why don't you just hire someone?
It costs money.
You don't have pets?
Yeah, so?
So? What do you use with all your discretionary funds?
Drugs, drink, gambling.
Women.
all the usual stuff. I mean, that's just, that's how I roll, I don't know. I have money for things, but sometimes things all happen at once. And it's not that, it's just going to be difficult because if you or the listener has ever done any plumbing, you will realize that some things unscrew very nicely, and other things just do not budge, no matter
what. Well, have you at least taken a gander at the sitch to see if you can hope for easy release tomorrow or not?
I'm not following your question.
I says to the man.
I heard what you said. I'm just not following it.
Have you looked at it to see if you're going to be able to, or do the things, easier rather than harder?
I've looked at it. I have no way of telling until I try. I can't try until the system is drained or water will squirt out everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, it's probably so solidly attached that I'm going
to... I would have done a half turn in either direction just to check,
Yeah, it's a pressure fit.
Oh, that's
on both ends.
Oh God.
So that's good in the sense that I can actually remove that section without dismantling half the thing. But it's bad in that I cannot touch it until I'm ready to touch it. So we'll see.
Put on your David Bowie. Under pressure. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Well, I have big monkey wrenches and hammers and blow torches and all the things that one might want to try this with. So I suspect it's going to be really, really hard, but that I will get it in the end. That's my suspicion.
Wrong. I think the least of your difficulties will be getting the thing off. I think the pump's going to come and it's not going to work or it's not going to fit.
That could be. Well, I talked to a plumber friend that I know and sent him pictures and everything. And he says,
and he didn't laugh at you like, they don't even make those anymore.
Well, he knows that. But he's got all the, he had one in his warehouse that he had for some other job and didn't use it. So he said I could have it. So I'm going to do it. We'll see.
How much is that going to cost you?
$100.
That's fair.
Sure. I mean, as opposed to hiring somebody, it would probably be a couple $1,000s to do this.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask him how much he would do it for?
No, I didn't.
Well, you should have, but it was $400 all in.
I can do it. So, yeah, that's my woe of the day. I've been doing nothing but messing around with that all day long.
Trying to figure it out, huh? Well,
yeah.
Let that be a lesson to you. Always bleed your radiators.
Yeah, well, that didn't... These were two separate things that just happened to coincide. It, like, yes, always bleed your radiators and check stuff like that, but the pump was bound to go sooner or later anyway. I mean, it's literally 100 years
old. Precious time, diagnostic-wise, you know, which as the days get colder is what really matters.
Yeah. But this also seems like it really depends on how hard or easy this is to do, because there is a radiator that I would like to switch out with a different one and move it to a slightly different spot. And
don't try to do it all at once. You're just going to make yourself insane. Wait until next fall. That's next fraud.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. But this seems like such an ideal time to do it.
Oh my God, it is not.
Well, it depends. I mean, if I just give a few twists of the old wrench and the thing comes off and then the other one kind of goes right on, then it's like, hey, system is down, water is drained.
You know what? You're going to drop it on your foot.
That could happen.
Yeah, so why don't we just wait?
Well, I probably will, because I suspect it's going to take like all day to just get it out, if I can even get it out.
Mm-hmm.
I may be whipping out the old Sawzall and just cutting it off and you know, chopping the ends out.
Oh, that's so inelegant.
It's inelegant, but you know, when they're like rusted and just solidly in there, there's nothing else you can do. I have had to cut them out and just literally take a hammer and a chisel and just chisel off little pieces till I get it all out, and then wire brush the threads and stuff to put something new on, because it's just not coming off, no matter what. It's welded on there with
corrosion.
You need
the jaws of life so that you can, like, crush something like that, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my tale of woe. Not really woe, but... You know, a little space heater that travels from room to room with me is fine, really, for the most part, but...
When do you get your electricity bill?
Oh, I already got my power bill that last month. It was pretty daunting.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Usage-wise or cost-wise?
Cost-wise.
See?
Considering it was, like, not even cold. It was just a normal...
My stupid power bill doubled.
Yeah, mine did too. Now, actually, more than doubled, but from what it had been the months previous to it. But
no, I mean from like last year, like the cost went up. Oh my God.
Yeah, pretty crazy stuff.
But I was reading something like 15 or like 150 or 130,000 Minnesotans, so like 1 in 10 households, like they're behind on their power bill now.
Ah, I'm not surprised.
And this is from like a very civic minded, like a fire bootstrap type, you know, state. So like that says a lot, you know.
For sure. Well, yeah, under previous life financial conditions, I wouldn't have been able to pay my bill. I would have had to pay like part of it and then pay the rest in installments or something.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a rich old man. I can just throw money at it. I don't even care.
Right. You don't even need your hot water heater to be running. You just start like a little fire in your fireplace and just start peeling 20s off.
Yeah, I'll burn cash. Cash is boring anyway, so. Yeah, that's how I roll these days. So how about you?
Holding steady. Found a new front desk person. So excited.
Oh, yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yay and yay again.
Yeah. Someone who grew up in the area. Still thinking about moving the space we rent because it's just, the neighborhood's really bad. Dangerous.
Pleasant social skills?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Not going to be rude to the customers or anything?
No.
I'm on the phone.
Clients. We don't have customers in mental health. We have clients.
Did you make an appointment? Well, I can't help you. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Yeah. So I can apply for that job. I'm probably be pretty good at that.
No, I don't think so.
I'd be really rude.
No.
Isn't that the point of it? I'm sorry. Maybe I missed something here. What
so
is it?
Having filled in for the front desk all these months, I can say the part that I like least about it is when clients make, when they call to make an appointment, an initial appointment, or something happens in life, and they just start spilling the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Poor person who's just answering the phone, you know? Yeah. And it sucks because it's like you don't want to cut them off.
Right.
You know, because they need to get this out. But at the same time, you're hearing stuff that, like, you'd rather not.
Yeah.
You know, like nightmare fuel and that kind of thing. Or you just, you feel badly and there's, like, nothing you can do. But listen, you know? I mean,
right.
That's the part that sucks because you never quite know when that's going to happen. It's thankfully rare, but I would say at least twice a month you get more detail than you want over the phone when you're not expecting. Yeah. So it's just enough that, like, you don't stay, like, hyper-vigilant for it.
Yeah.
But enough that, like, it really impacts you when it happens.
I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is not my job. Please stop. You know, but. You have a good smudge or sometimes a good cry, or you just hang up the phone and you just, like, scream into one of the sofa pillows and carry on, you know. Yeah. But
well,
that's the only difficulty. Like, I can't imagine being a therapist. You kind of sign up for this day in and day out. But at the same time, they're expecting it, you know? It's like, they know that sometimes things go kinky in the session and they're just going to have to hear some hard stuff. So, but the therapists are pretty cute. Like, you'll see them, like, marching up down the hallway and, like, what are you doing? And they're just like, oh, I had to get up. I had to, like, and you know that, like, they're stretching, but also, like, kinetically, like, they're working stuff out, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's probably was good for you to do this, so you get that first person experience and you can relate now.
I didn't need to do this to get the first person experience. I've been that person. Like, calling, like, my life is falling apart. But yeah, no, I never really dump and run on people. That's, I don't know. I just have pretty strong soft skills. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Don't know. What are you looking at? Are you looking for news?
Yeah, I was trying to get ahead of the game here, but. And talk at the same time.
No, it just looks like you're disassociating or worse, ignoring me.
I'm sorry, what's that you said?
OMG, typical man.
I know, because sooner or later you're going to say, so what's happening in the world? And I usually go, well, I don't know. And so I wanted to, you know, actually know in advance. And
Do you not read the news except for this show? Because you used to be, like, all up on it.
No, I read the news all the time. It's just, it's one thing to say, oh, well, there's this place where they had an earthquake, and, you know, sort of just have general knowledge or actually be able to say specific things. So
What's the point of reading the news if you don't retain any of it?
Because I don't know. That's the kind of guy I am.
Okay.
I retain it. I just don't, I've never retained details of things.
That's the whole point of the news. Otherwise, it's just voyeurism.
What, the detail?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, if you know that there was a volcano going off somewhere, you know that. It's, you don't have to know exactly which island and all that stuff.
Well, then it's, that you don't even really care. You're just like passively consuming the horror that is going on in the world. And so you don't remember details, so you don't care. And so then you're not going to be motivated to do anything about it.
I'm not doing anything about it.
It really isn't about being informed. It's entertainment.
Yeah. Cool.
I say, as we host, like, barely a talk show here. And talk about the news.
Yeah.
All right. So, what else is going on in the world? Oh my god, all that clicking and prepping and you've got nothing on deck.
It's because I haven't run into anything yet, that anything new. Iran is putting to death demonstrators that they've caught now.
God.
And the demonstrations continue. So that's pretty bad, but that's been going on for a while now.
Well, I didn't know that they were, like, they were actively killing people. I thought that they were just, like, detaining them. I thought they had arrested, like, thousands of people.
They have. And so now they're trying them, and some of them they're putting to death.
Oh, that's so archaic.
It's horrible.
Public? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. How did I know?
Because that's you knew.
Oh. No, they're trying to send like a message, right? Make an example.
Yeah. Like,
but I mean, we're talking about women, right? Primarily women?
Yeah, young people.
Oh my God, they're murdering young women?
Yes, they are.
This is just sick.
It is sick. It's a sick place.
This is like. Sanity. What, and who are these people carrying out these executions?
Part of the establishment, I guess. The religious fanatic types. They think they're doing something that their God told them to do or something. So yeah, it's pretty awful.
Well, I'm on the AP and it's not showing up. Who is Mark Hamill again? I feel like I should know that. Oh!
Luke Skywalker from the original Star Wars.
Yeah, I got it.
New Zealand is kind of interesting. They've started the new smoking law where they're like aiming to put a stop to younger generations ever smoking at all. So instead of having like a law that says, no one under 18 can smoke. They like have a cutoff point, like no one under 18 can ever smoke or something. I'm not sure exactly how it's structured, but they're seriously trying to just slowly back down until nobody smokes at all, until smoking is a legal period. It's kind of interesting. I don't know how well it's going to work.
Like, so what are they going to do? Like, throw them in, like, juvenile detention if they're caught smoking? I mean...
Maybe. Yeah. So all the usual wars are doing their usual thing, and all the usual bad guys are being bad in their usual ways. I'm just not seeing anything that looks particularly new here. Peru seems to be more messed up than I thought it was.
How so?
Well, their now former president sort of tried to declare, dissolve the parliament, so to speak, and sort of give himself extra powers. And so he was kind of deposed and or impeached or arrested or whatever. And now there are riots and all sorts of things going on. And it's just like, wow, some serious stuff. So peaceful transition of power doesn't look like it's happening there at all. And there are a lot of people in Brazil who are, going beyond protesting. They're actually like taking hostages and taking over buildings and stuff because they don't like the fact that Bolsonaro was defeated. So I don't know. Everyone is all wound up these days, it seems like. That's kind of disturbing. Because even if you want to live a peaceful life and just not really bother with anybody and not have any problems, it's looking increasingly likely that you will maybe not be able to do that because you'll get swept up in it one way or the other.
I don't know. I largely avoid the news.
Yeah. Most of the time, that's fine, probably.
I sleep pretty well.
I bet. Your cat's settling in now. Your
Ugh.
stray cat.
I don't even want to talk about it. There's like a whole gang of them out in the garage now.
Oh my goodness.
I got out of the car tonight and Cowcat was like, meow, meow. I'm like, what the heck? I was like, this cat is out here yelling at me. And they're like, well, yeah, she's hungry. And I'm like, well, we don't feed him. And it's like, well, yeah, we do. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, you don't feed them.
Ugh.
We do. Yeah. You could start a cat ranch. How about that?
No.
Put up some
Oh,
fences.
speaking of the herds, a chicken died the other day.
Oh my God, just like keeled over or was killed by something or.
No, it looked like she was on a roost and that she just like went, burp,
Oh wow.
fell over and expired with her eyes closed, like died in her sleep, so.
Well, I guess that's the way to go, but so you're gonna cook her up for dinner
No.
or why not?
I don't. This is gross. Like,
Well,
first off, these layers, when you eat them, they're like maybe good for soup. Like, they're pretty. Here's something funny.
okay.
Okay, so this is from the AP. Marathon, Florida. Several motorists who were speeding through an elementary school zone on the Florida Keys Overseas Highway received an odorous onion as a reminder to slow down from a county sheriff's deputy dressed as the Grinch.
What?
Lou Caputo, a 37-year veteran of the Monroe County Sheriff's Office who conjured up the concept more than 20 years ago, was back on the streets Tuesday. Drivers who travel about 5 miles per hour or less above the school zone speed limit can choose between traffic citations and an onion presented by the Grinch. Those speeding beyond that likely receive a costly ticket. It's about education, awareness that our school zones are still operating even though it's the holiday season, Caputo said. We want people to slow down. Caputo said he portrays the fictional character created by children's author Dr. Seuss to give motorists a gift
but also to call attention in a nice way to the need to obey speed limits in school zones. It catches them off guard.
I bet it does.
But when I give them a clear choice of a citation or the onion, they will take the onion. And I eat the onion right in front of me. Key schools remain in session through December 16th.
They have to eat it in front of him?
No, I think that they just, like, in some show of bravado and gratitude, like, take a bite out of the onion, like, ugh.
Okay. Well, it's... I don't think I would do that.
Eat an onion?
Well, you know, onions are fine, but I don't think I would want to just sit there and chow on one.
No.
Just like that. That seems a bit much, but hey, you know.
So what is this bit about we broke through with fusion? I don't even know.
Well, for the first time, scientists have gotten more energy out than they put in, basically. That's all that happened. So that's not necessarily like they're doing anything differently, or I mean, they did something differently, but it's not like some entirely new way of doing stuff. It's just they got the right blend of things in just the right way, and so they actually created energy rather than used it up, because it's kind of energy intensive the way they do it. They shine lasers on things and do stuff, so they're using a lot of energy to create these events, you know, this reaction. And so for the first time they actually made more energy than they spent, basically. That's the story with that.
Shenanigans. I think the aliens gave them this tech, and now that we're looking at climate change, they're like, oh, okay, now let's trot this out after we've made record profits, like on fossil.
Well, it could be.
Oh, totes.
I won't say it's not true.
The simplest explanation is often the correct.
Yeah, you think so? Area 51 or whatever.
Like decades of like textbooks and science and learning and no, the aliens gave this to us. Someone was just like, well, hang off, let's just make as money as we possibly can to the 11th hour, and then we'll do the clean energy thing.
Well, as long as they've switched to clean energy, I'm okay with it.
I'm not. They're holding out on the alien tech. I would like to decide if I want to live forever at 44 or 28, you know?
Okay. I don't know. Excuse me. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, why would they do that, though? That doesn't make sense. I mean, they're wanting to make money, yeah, but wouldn't they be using this alien tech for their own purposes all the time?
Hello, iPhone, for sure.
Hello, iPhone. Hello, iPhone.
So expensive.
Hello, Android.
Bring the cordless. I'm getting annoyed. Someone called me, left no message. Lock my number, and now I'm in a depressage. I don't know.
Exactly.
That was the worst ever.
That's perfect. Don't change a thing about it. I love it just the way it is. I wish my voice didn't sound like garbage.
What do you mean it sounds like garbage?
It feels like garbage. It feels like someone's been scrubbing it with a wire brush. it's just too dry this time of year, I think.
Oh, this is rude. Sweden.
What?
In Sweden today, chimps euthanize after escaping from zoo enclosure. Four chimpanzees, in quotes, chimpanzees, escaped from their enclosure in a Swedish zoo and roamed freely before being captured and euthanized on Wednesday, according to Swedish media. Annika Trusulius, whatever, press spokeswoman for the group that operates... Why wouldn't it say spokesperson? I'm going to say press spokesperson for the group that operates the Furuvik Zoo told the Expressen daily that the animals had to be euthanized because there was not enough tranquilizer for all of them. Oh my god. She said that chimpanzees are strong and dangerous animals, and the zoo's main focus is that no human gets hurt. Trusulius told Swedish radio that a fifth chimpanzee is believed to have left its enclosure, though there were no other immediate details. It was unclear how the mammals were able to escape from their enclosure. The Furuvik Zoo is located near the Nivede, 100 miles north of Stockholm, like we know, and had seven chimpanzees. It is part of an amusement park. According to the park's webpage, it is also the only primate research station in the Nordic countries. Not anymore. I mean, you're killing animals because you don't have enough tranquilizers for them?
That just seems weird.
They're chimpanzees! Get a cage!
They're sentient beings, practically.
They are.
Probably.
We're just not smart enough to understand them.
Right. Yeah, people are messed up.
The Swiss are messed up. Boom, I said it.
Our entire Swiss audience is going to...
Okay, so this was from yesterday, and the headline is, Starving seabirds on Alaska coast show climate change peril. Ugh. Washington AP. And they show a picture of it. It's bad. And how come they died? They all died like belly up, which is bizarre. Like on their backs. Dead and dying seabirds collected on the coasts of the Northern Bering and Southern Chukchi seas over the past 6 years reveal how the Arctic's fast changing climate is threatening the ecosystem and the people who live there. According to a report released Tuesday by U.S. scientists, local communities have reported numerous emaciated bodies of seabirds, including shearwaters. Oh, that is such a great name for a bird.
Shearwater?
Yeah. But like S-H-E-A-R, like scissors. Auklets and murres. I don't even know what that are. They usually eat plankton, krill, or fish, but appear to have had difficulty finding sufficient food. Oh my god. The hundreds of distressed and dead birds are only a fraction of ones that starved, scientists say. Yeah. Since 2017, we've had multi-species seabird die-offs in the Bering Strait region, said Gay Sheffield, a biologist at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, based in Nome, Alaska, and co-author of the report. The one commonality is emaciation or starvation. Ugh.
Mm.
The seabirds are struggling because of climate-linked ecosystem shifts, which can affect the supply and the timing of available food, as well as a harmful algal bloom and a viral outbreak in the region. So it's like a triple effect. So it's like... Gosh, I was reading about this in Anthropology the other day. What do we call it? Oh, it's not like synergy, but it's something like that, where it's like, a syndemic, where like multiple pandemic or viral disease things like conspire to each make the other even worse.
Yeah, so that doesn't sound good.
Syndemic, yeah. Birds are essential to our region. They are nutritionally and economically essential, said Sheffield. The data on seabirds is part of an annual report released by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the NOAA, called the Arctic Report Card, that documents changes in a region warming faster than anywhere else on Earth. We ought not to call it something as innocuous as the report card, you know?
Yeah.
As if it's just a basic progress report. With climate change, the food chain is changing rapidly, said Don Lyons, a conservation scientist at the National Audubon Society Seabird Institute, who was not involved in the report. Food isn't predictable in the way it used to be in terms of where the food is at different times of the year. While seabirds naturally experience some lean years, the report documents a worrying pattern in the line. It seems like we've passed a tipping point. We moved into a new regime, now it's a regime, where events that we used to think of as rare and unusual are now common and frequent. Ugh, the regime, humans. In the past year, Arctic annual surface air temperatures were the sixth warmest since records began in 1900, the report found. And satellite records revealed that for several weeks last summer, large regions near the North Pole were virtually clear of sea ice. The sea ice extent was much lower than long-term average, said Walt Meyer, a sea ice expert at the University of Colorado Boulder and a co-author of the report. The most notable thing we saw was during the summer, a lot of open water areas up near the North Pole, which was once very rare. Several kilometers with very little or no ice, within a couple hundred kilometers of the North Pole. The changes that are happening in the Arctic are so fast and so profound, said Peter Mara, a conservation biologist at Georgetown University, who was not involved in the report. Seabirds are metaphorical canaries in the coal mines when it comes to showing broader ecosystem changes, Mara said, adding, we need to do a much better job of monitoring these sentinel populations. No! No, let's not report card them. Let's just stop.
I think it's too late for that.
People are the
I think even if we stopped everything right now, it would still, we may have still gone past the point where the climate is just different now.
My teenager sent a text, Florida man arrested after he allegedly hit his wife with a Christmas tree after she asked for help with making dinner. That cannot be a real thing. It's okay, I admit it. The news is Florida man hit wife tree. Oh, true.
He hit her with a tree?
Okay, so this is, oh God, I don't want to even be on here. One American News Network, Fox,
no,
what else?
Definitely no.
Let's go with Flipboard. All right, it says, clip from Fox, a Florida man allegedly threw a Christmas tree at his wife during an argument that was sparked when she asked him to help make dinner, authorities said. He looks awful. Like, that beard is not doing anything for him. Richard Etchison, 52, quote, lost his temper, end quote, in the couple's Fruitland Park home Monday evening after his wife asked for help and put a spoon in the sink, accidentally splashing him with water, according to an arrest affidavit obtained by Fox 35 Orlando. Etchison packed his things and went outside to his vehicle before returning home because, quote, he had been drinking, end quote, and told his wife to leave instead. When the wife tried to go, deputies say Atchison shoved her, picked up a Christmas tree that was in the corner of the room, and threw it at her, striking her. He then allegedly blocked the door to prevent her from leaving. Atchison was booked on domestic battery charges and taken to the Lake County Jail without incident. What? Oh yeah. My God.
Well, who hasn't done that, though? I mean, really.
It is the season.
I don't know. We can't look down on him for it because we've all done that at one point or another. If not a Christmas tree, then a Hanukkah bush or a
Hanukkah
solstice vine or something. Solstice
vine. You're terrible.
I don't know.
A New Year weed.
Yeah, those are the worst. If you're gonna throw anything at me, just don't throw a New Year's weed at me. That's just rude. Just plain rude.
Oh my goodness. Well, I was about to say the thing that I know we've been saying for like decades now.
What's that?
Well, what's the world coming to? Right.
Ah. it's just turning.
Same as it ever was.
Pretty much, yeah. It just turns and we all do stuff and things happen and, you know. And so the long day wore on.
Right. Well, by this time next week, please do not have crushed your toe trying to swap out a radiator that could wait until the spring when you bleed the stupid things again. And just fix your pump thing.
That's probably what I'll do.
That's the wisest course of action. Because trying to rectify more than one problem at a time, like, that's too many steps that could potentially go wrong.
Yeah, but it'd be great to get that done.
Oh, now? Not in the fall when you had the chance.
Yeah, had I known, had I been able to see into the future,
no,
I would have dealt with it.
Regular seasonal maintenance and checks.
It's yeah.
Like a girl with a brand new, like, furnace.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't see you on all hands and knees and putting that furnace in.
Oh, God, no. I throw money at people to do that for me.
Well, you got money to throw. That's the thing. You rich people.
Right?
You live in a different world than the rest of us.
Yes, with a herd of barn cats and chickens.
Right.
All right. Well, I guess I will catch you next week on the flip side.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be around.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Dorsha.
Dorsha. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you'll join us next week for more of whatever this is that we come up with to entertain you with. In the meantime, be well, take care, and I'm sure.
Baby, we got that sitcom love. This the chronicles of the vibe. Piranha and POF before you settle down. Best decision ever, make no mistakes. Just on this side, you settle now. And it's ups and downs. Always like the basic economics. Martin and Gina just made it look easy. On the 90s comics. 30 minutes or less is a frustration with light atomics. Matters resolve themselves like the trending topics. Instead of family fuels, the song by the survey says like Steve Harvey. I question the optics, now I'm seeking resolution after the commercial breaks. And happiness negotiates a term like the markets and interest rates. Real estate, she would often say, you only want what you want. My reply, babe, don't we all? So what's your point? Oh, we got sitcom love.
Martin and Gina made it look easy. We moving around love. Like George and Weezy.
Got sitcom love,
a match from above. Sitcom love. You, we got that sitcom love. Carl and Harriet stayed together. Jim didn't flow, handled stormy weather. Me and you, you're the hands in my glove. Baby, me and you, we got that sitcom love. Sitcom, yeah, yeah. We got that sitcom love. Yeah, yeah, we got that sitcom love. We got it, we got it,
yeah.
We got it, we got that sitcom love.
What we have is that TV love, like Lucy and Ricky Ricardo. I was once a promiscuous boy like Nelly Furtado. A man willing to endure the hardships of the day for the promise of tomorrow. Almost a decade from the altar. Something old, something new, something borrowed. On my days as weak as free will under pressure. She's my sitcom love like Fran Drescher. Miss my last name is how you must address her. Question, can't you see that I'm mad about you? Like Paul Reiser. I'm a night guy, she's an early riser. Her makeup defines chocolate complex like a diver's. Growing pain like deceivers. But the birth's worth the complications. Started just friends like Jennifer Anderson. Quickies on lunch breaks on Duran and Habershin. Fell for the pretty neighbor like Sinclair Overton.
Sitcom love. Martin and Gina made it look easy. We moving on up like George and Weezy.
We got sitcom love.
A match from above. Me and you, we got that sitcom love. Carl and Harriet stayed together. Jim didn't flow, handled stormy weather. Me and you, you're the hands of my gloves. Baby, me and you, we got that sitcom love. Martin and Gina made it look easy. We moving on up like George and Weezy. Cliff and Claire, a match from above. Me and you, we got that sitcom love. Carl and Harriet stayed together. James and Flo handled stormy weather. Me and you, you're the hand in my glove. Baby, me and you, we got that sitcom love. Yeah, yeah. We got that sitcom love. Yeah, yeah. We got that sitcom love. We got it, we got it.
So what if I can't love no more? Oh, maybe I'm better off alone. Alone. Aim for lack, lack of trying. Oh, chasing ghosts off my target. Cause there's too many options, too many feelings, too many setbacks, not enough healing, no. Too many crash outs, too many killings, too many heartbreaks, not enough vision, no. So what if I'm blind to love? What if I'm blind to love?
You're listening to